weekly subtopics within Kiddush HaChodesh. And as I said, I'm not sure we'll actually finish it tonight, but we'll do the best that we can with it. The topics are the vote among the Dayanim about Ibur HaShana. That's number one. Number two, the status of the Nasi, what role the Nasi plays in Ibur HaShana as well as Kiddush HaChodesh. And then number three, the odd issue of the shaliach. You know, the Beis Din sends out a shaliach to tell everybody that the month has been set X way, or that they added a month to the year. You know, we believe the shaliach, even though he's one shaliach. Why do we believe a single aid on this matter? So the first point is the issue of the vote. You're probably familiar with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's source number one. The Mishnah had that famous Mishnah from the beginning of Sanhedrin that tells you how many Dayanim you need for pretty much anything. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you have three judges, then we have this whole thing, three, five, seven. So Tanya Bryce explains, Ketzad Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what exactly was it that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was saying? Bishlosha Matchilin, you start with three. Vachamisha Nosin V'Nosnin, you have five judges to debate whether to add or not add a month to the year. The Gomer and B'Shiva, you conclude with seven Dayanim. Echad Omer Leishev, Ushnaim Omer Shalo Leishev. So you convened your three. They're sitting there having a discussion. One of them says, okay, we need to really go to the calculation stage with five. The Ushnaim Omer Shalo Leishev, and two say no. Batal Yachid B'Miuto. The one who says we should proceed is Batal. Shnaim Omer Leishev, Echad Omer Shalo Leishev. Two say proceed. One says don't. Then you add it to Venosim Bedavar, and you have a debate. So, effectively, what we're saying is 2-1 against, one is Batal. 2-1 in favor, proceed to five. Right?
Yeah.
Which the Gemara, not the Gemara, but the Mefarshim are going to assume means that the one is not Batal. That's what the Mepharshim are going to assume. That means that we're not adding a month, we're just adding two more Dayanim. Shnayim Omer Tzricha, Shlosha Omer Meino Tzricha. Two say, let's add. Three say, don't add. So, Batlu Shnayim B'Meyuta. And again, the two are Batl. The two that said go forward are Batl. Shlosha Omer Tzricha, Shnayim Omer Meino Tzricha. Whereas if three say go forward and two say don't, most people know Shnayim is all add two more Dayanim to the mix. She'ein aminyan pachos mishiva, because you can't really decide it with less than seven dayanim. Then the Gemara asks, separate note, but I brought it because it's always interesting. Hani shlosha chamisha v'shiva connected me. Where did you get these numbers from? Pligi bar Yitzchak bar Nachmani v'chad de'ime yumana v'shiva v'mpazi v'amil v'shiva v'mpazi chad de'ime yumana v'yitzchak bar Nachmani. We're not sure exactly who said what, but the two positions are chad omar connected birkas kohanim. Right? Yibarecha has three words, Yair has five, Yisa has seven. V'chadam r'shlosha k'neged shomei asaf, chamishim roi p'nei ha-melech, shiva roi p'nei ha-melech. These are the servants of the king as identified, for example, in Megillas Esther. And they're the servants of the king, capital K, in deciding what to do with the luach. What do you do if it's 3-0? The Gemara doesn't say.
3-0 in favor?
In favor. Oh, that was against, I understand. Right. What if it's 3-0 in favor to do it? So the Meiri says that it's like the Rambam doesn't say anything. The Rambam doesn't address it. The Gemara doesn't address it. Might as well see the Rambam. Why not? Source number two. And the Rambam writes, "Ein ma'abrid as hashana elam b'mizumanin la." You require dayanim who were designated for this purpose. That actually creates a huge problem. We're not even going to get to with the story of the famous story of Shmuel HaKatan. Remember his story? He doesn't want the guy to be embarrassed. Right? Shmuel HaKatan is one of the Dayanim who's supposed to be in the basin for this purpose. And somebody sneaks in inappropriately and is going to be evicted, and it's going to be a whole embarrassing scene. And Shmuel says, yeah, I was the one who snuck in. And he leaves. Well, wait a minute. That means you're not using Mizumanim law. So they deal with it. But in any case, you have to have people who were designated. Ketzad, how does this work? Yom Arush Basin Hagadol, the head of the basin, also known as the Nasi, says, Leploni Uploni Minas Sanhedrin, tell so and so from the Sanhedrin, Hayum is Ploni, you go such and such a place, Chenechashe Venira Venedaim Shonezu Tzvicha Iborin Tzvicha. We'll go calculate whether we have to do this thing, this intercollection of the year or not. Ba'osen Shezumnu Bilvad Hinshah Mashem Avrin Osa, you can only use the invited participants. How many do you have? And he walks you through the same cheshbon we gave in the Gemara. Right? And you start out with three dayanim from that great Sanhedrin, with, you know, the ones with If two say, we don't need to do any calculation whatsoever, this doesn't need it, and one says, let's check, the individual is batal. And so it goes. See, I'm not going to walk you through every, you know, word for word. It's the same discussion that we had in the Gemara, the same terminology as well of bittul on one side, not using the term bittul on the other side. Right? And then he tells you in the end, by the way, it's got to be the Rosh Ben Agadol, the Nasi has to be involved. And we're going to talk about that more a little bit later, God willing. So the Rambam also doesn't mention the 3-0 vote. The Meiri does, source number 3. Upirshu b'gemara b'sidur zeh sh'rosh beizdin hu anikra nasi mazmin mibarev shiva minasan hedron lios lamachar ba'aliyah miuchadas liyeshivas beizdin. Right? They explained in the Gemara that the order is that the Rosh Beizdin, who is also known as the Nasi, invites from the evening before 7 from the Sanhedrin to be with him the next day in a special room designated for this purpose. K'nei l'chashiv b'davar zeh, to calculate this. Ba'anasi b'chwal ha'shiva. Right, he needs to say that because
he chooses 7. He doesn't choose seven, like
right.
He chooses 6. Does he choose 6 or he chooses 7?
He chooses 6. It's funny. Oh, yeah. The terminology is odd.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Unless you're going to say it's because he knows he's not going to be available. He'll be away because we're going to talk about what happens if he's away. And there you go. If he's not going to be there, he has to appoint somebody in his place. Oh, yaskim latzasim, or he has to say, I go along with whatever they do. Otherwise, he has to appoint a new nasi. In other words. When they arrive there, maschilin shloshim behem, the three start to do the discussion. Hiskimu shloshtam, if the three agree lachashiv that it's time to calculate it, mechashvin, then they calculate it. In other words, you don't say, okay, we got 3. Then you go to your stage of 5. Vim tzvicha ibur, if it needs ibur, gomer b'chalashiv, then you go with 7. Ma'abrin baskam maskulam, and you go based on all of them agreeing. Okay. So the Mefarish on the Mishnah Torah was bothered, and that's source number 4. He says, why is it that if the minority says proceed, they're batal? That's the terminology that we use in the Gemara and the Rambam. Whereas if the minority says don't proceed, they are significant. That's his question, source number 4. V'yesh lishol, there's room to ask. Mipnei ma im shnaim omer lo neshev. Why do we say that if two say don't do it and one says do it, the individual is batal? Whereas if two say sit and one says don't, then you add two. Why don't we say, like we said initially, why don't we use the same language? And the same thing is true when you get to the 5 and they vote. Why is it we only rely on Achriyav and Lahatos on one side and not the other? Do you follow the question?
Yep.
Seb, what bothers you about that question?
What bothers me about the question is you are following Achriyav and Lahatos.
Of course you are.
You're proceeding to the next stage.
Right. So it's very funny to me. The Menachas Chinuch quotes this question in the Mefarish and takes it as a given that this question makes sense. I had a very hard time understanding the question in the first place. And in fact, the Menachas Chinuch's answer is fairly straightforward. Menachas Chinuch's answer, I brought you a piece of it here in source number 5. I dislike having to retype the entire Menachas Chinuch. But he says, Udvarv Tumuim. He says, I'm shocked. Velo Kashamidi, this isn't a problem. Dikshishnaim Omrim Neshev. Batal gam kenayachim yoshvim. To say, let's proceed, then yeah, the individual is batal. Ah, gzeras akasiv, demasumat, and sarachamisha, akin mosifin. It's simply that, proceed. It doesn't mean we're going to.
We have to outnumber you.
But proceed doesn't mean we go to 7. Proceed means we go to 5. That's what the law is. He calls it gzeras akasiv, which is kind of funny, but because it's not gzeras akasiv. But that's what he says. And the only problem that I have with the Menachas Chinuch, what leaves me wondering, maybe the Mefarish does have something, is the fact that the Gemara consistently used the word batel on only one side of this.
Right.
So that's a flaw, I think, in the Menachas Chinuch's answer, Fionia's Daiti. And maybe that's what's pushing the Mefarish, because the Mefarish comes up with a different approach. Very interesting answer that he gives. It's fascinating. He says, look at this. Source number 6, I retyped it. I really liked what he had to say. Vatshuva, the answer is, Shaha Omer Neshe Vinira, the one who says, let's examine, maybe we should really add, Humotzi Hashana Mimin Haga. He is taking the year out of its normal schedule. V'havi kamo hamachayev v'dinei nefashos. Right? He's like... Exactly. He's like, if you were dealing with a life and death case, the guy who says guilty. So that's that person doesn't win by being the majority. We don't go with the majority. Until you have a majority of two. And so we add two dayanim. And that takes us to five. And then we add two more dayanim. When you get to seven, you hit the max. They are, vis-a-vis Ibur Shana, like the 71 are for Dina Nefashos, for life and death matters. That's his answer. What's he talking about? Source number 7. Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, Shnemasar Mizakin v'achadasar Mechayvin. What happens if you have a court case of Dina Nefashos and a majority of one for Zchus? Right? Zakai. Then you let him go. Shnemasar Mechayvin v'achadasar Mizakin v'afilu v'achadasar Mizakin v'achadasar Mechayvin v'achadasar Reini Yodaya. Where you have somebody holding on and saying, I don't know, you cannot conclude on that basis. That's not called the basis of 23. What do you do? You see what I on him. You add two more judges. How many do you add? Shnaim, shnaim, ad shivim ve'echad. Nu, what do you do when you get to 71? Shloshim mishishim mezakin v'shloshim chamishim chayvin zakai. So 36 say innocent. Good, send him home. The shloshim v'shishim achayven v'shloshim v'chamishim ezaken. But if it's the other way around, majority of one, done in elu keneged elu ad shayira echad ben achayven divrei amezaken. Right, classic words. He says you litigate it until one of the achayven sees the side of the mezaken. He doesn't say the other possibility. One of the mezaken sees the side of the achayven. Right. So that's the mafarish's answer. What's wrong with his answer? There's a clear problem with his answer. Aside from the fact that this isn't the Nefashos, which is another flawed answer. But what else? What do we do when we get to 7?
You're changing the process. You're not voting on the original. On the original issue.
True, but don't get complicated. It's simpler than that. What do you do when you get to 7?
You stop.
Well, you stop, but what happens? What's the vote? 4-3.
3-3 or 3-3.
You still go after 4 of them. Right.
You go 4-3, you'll win, right? 4-3
right. On either side. Right. On either side, 4-3 wins.
So, is there a Zakai Chayev? Is adding the month considered the Chayev side? Or the,
yes.
Right, so...
Right, but we'll go 4-3. So Yom Tov in source number 8 says, I'm sorry, that answer doesn't work. This is my problem with his words. The Imkain, according to him, Gamla Basof, Laboy Shnayim. You should also require a majority of two at the end. Shumarubun Amachayvin La Aber Hashana, Lotzia Meaminog, Kobachayvin Medina Nefashos. We should require a majority of two there also. So he said, yeah.
The analogy doesn't go, like, how far are you going to take that analogy? Like, you want to...
No, but if you're going to tell me the reason why
right.
I don't accept the majority of one at an earlier stage, and I don't say, which is Mavatel, the minority, is because I compare it to Dina Nefashos, you really should. I mean, that's part of the same level of the analogy. The Tazi Yom Tov says, I have a different idea. And I think his answer makes sense. I still have a problem with his answer, but his answer makes a lot of sense. And it's really what you intuit when you read about the vote. He says, L'chein ha'aleisi, therefore I suggest, v'nirali d'mei kara ha'kusha la' kusha, the whole question isn't a question. Ela d'ha'o v'chachamim ro l'takin sh'yiyu gimel yeshivos, the Chum said, we want three levels to this process automatically, even if it's 3-0, right? The Meiri said, you go to the next stage. We have to say that the two are not the same. Meaning, if we would say that whether they say, let's do it, or they say, let's not do it, we always add two judges. Then the fact that they sat didn't mean anything. Nothing happened. Right? If the answer is, when it's 2-1, we proceed, no matter whether the one says proceed or don't proceed, then why did I bother having 3 in the first place? I could have just gone to 5. So once they have to distinguish, The logical approach is that if the majority says we should proceed, then add judges. Because they want to take the year out of its normal order. Well, then the other side has to be the one in which we really nullify the losing party. And the year will remain as is. That's an interesting approach. The only problem with his approach is that according to this, we only need the next level, 5, if there's actually a dispute. When it's 3-0, you really should go immediately to 7.
The middle stage.
The only purpose of the middle stage is to continue litigation where there was a minority position. If there's no minority position, then I'm not clear on why the Tassianta would have me not go straight to 7. Now, that's part one. The issue of the vote. The Nasi's role, this Rosh Beis Din, is fascinating. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, bless him, in source number 9, Mishnah says, Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudosh, V'chol Amon in Achrav Mekudosh Mekudosh. Right? We're familiar with this. And then you have the whole debate of, do you do this for every month? Do you not do it? Fine. The Gemara says, Rosh Beis Din Mecholu. Menahani Mili. Where does this come from that the Rosh Beis Din is involved at all? Amar Bechia Bar Gamda, Amar Biosi Ben Shol, Amar Rebbe, Amar Kro, it's a pasuk. Vayidaber Moshe, es Moedei Hashem. Moshe declared the Moedim. Mikan Shirosh Beis Din, Amar Mekudosh, whoever's going to be in the place of Moshe, i.e. Rosh Beis Din, Nasi is like a melech, is the one to declare Mekudosh. That's how I know that the Nasi has to make the declaration. As a matter of fact, source number 10, Tanu Rabbanon, Ein Ma'abren Es Hashana, El Em Kein Yirtze Nasi. You can't do Ibur Shana unless the Nasi agrees. Once happened, Rabbi Gamliel had to go to some authority in Syria to get Roshos, to get a position of authority for himself to be able to do X, Y, and Z. And it took him a while he was away. So they said, all right, we'll be Ma'abed the Shana on condition that Rabbi Gamliel will agree. When Rabbi Gamliel returned, he said, yes, I'm good with it. Nimtzei Shana Me'uperes. Then it worked. That's the position of the Gemara. You require the Nasi's approval. Now, notice, the cases that we just mentioned are two different cases. The case in Rosh Hashanah was Kiddush HaChodesh. The case in Sanhedrin is Ibur Shana. In both cases, we require the Nasi's participation. So the Rambam writes, in Hechos Kiddush HaChodesh, source 11, regarding Ibur Shana, Hayo Rosh Beis Din Hagadol, Behu Hanikra Nasi, Bederach Rechoka, Ein Ma'abren Osa Ela Al Tanai, Im Yirtza HaNasi. Right? Bo Baba Ratza, he came back, he said, yes, I want this, Harei Zemuberes. La Ratza Ein Zemuberes. If he wants it, good. If he doesn't want it, it's garnished, it's nothing. The Nasi must be involved. So, we have and we also have a statement from the Rambam regarding Kiddush HaChodesh. I don't think I have it here on the sheet, but it's in Perek Beis Halacha Ches. The Rambam says the same thing regarding Kiddush HaChodesh, that you require the role of the Nasi. The Nasi has to give permission. So far, so good? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the Turi Eben is the one who makes this interesting. Turi Eben, also known as the Shagas Aryeh, discusses the role of the Nasi in Kiddush HaChodesh, and this is what he says. He says, it seems to me, first you have to see where this comes from. Take a look at source number 12. Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah. Hiskin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shafilu Rosh Beisim v'chol makom, Shaloyu ha'idim holchen el makom havad. That Yehu has a typo, that Aleph doesn't belong there. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai enacted that even if the Rosh Beis Din is somewhere else, the witnesses only go to the Makom Vad. They don't go to where the Nasi is. They go to the Beis Din. Good? Mm-hmm. Source 13, Mishnah and Edyas. Hey Me'idu Shema Abrin Es Hashana. That was Kiddush HaChodesh. Now we're on Ibur Shana. They testify that you Ma'abrin the Shana Al Tanai on condition that the Nasi will agree. And you get the same story with Rabban Gamliel. Right? He's away. He doesn't come back in time. And Rabbi Gamliel came back. He said it was fine. And lo and behold, the year was Me'uberes. Right? Just like we brought in the Gemara Sanhedrin, source number 10. Okay? So far, so good? Mm-hmm. And then there's a Rashi you need to see. Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, Amar Bishru Ben Karach, HaShafilu Rosh Beis Din B'chol Makom, on that Takana, right? shenitzrach lefrosh b'makom avah l'makom acher. If the nasi had to leave the makom avah to go elsewhere, shari ikar chodesh taloy bo, tluya bo, because the chodesh essentially depends. The essential chodesh depends on him. Kedisnam aperkin l'leil, like we learned in source number 9, rosh based in omer mekudosh. Right, he has to declare Yalfi to Mikroi. We learned it from Pesukim by the Rebbe Moshe. That's more there. Okay, now we're ready for the Turei Evan. The Turei Evan says, I think I'm going to do it outside rather than inside in order to save on time a little bit, but you have it here in front of you in source 15. He says, I am troubled here. It sounds like the Kiddush HaChodesh should require the Nasi's agreement, just like Yibushana does. Right? That's what it sounds like. And the language of the Takana that we brought in source number 12, that they only go to the Makom of Vad, they don't have to go to the Nasi, doesn't mean he doesn't have to agree. He still needs to agree, it's just that he'll, you know, we'll get the information from him. Right? That's what it sounds like. But, here's the odd thing. We had different wording when we described what we did for Rosh Chodesh. When it came to the Shana, we said in source 13 explicitly is al tanai. When it came to Chodesh in source number 12, we didn't say al tanai or al manas, right? What happened? Why is there a tanai for one and not for the other? That's what the Turei Evan wants to understand. Is in fact Kiddush HaChodesh different from Ibur Shana? Is that what you're trying to tell me? And if so, on what basis? If regarding Kiddush HaChodesh, where the Pasuk says it's supposed to be about him, right? By Deber Moshe Moadei Hashem. And you're going to tell me that you don't need a Tanai, even though you have a Pasuk, then why do I require a Tanai for Ibur Shana? Where I didn't mention a Pasuk, when it came to Ibur Shana, we just took it as a given. Ein Ma'arid as a Shana, Kin Yirtza Nasi. It's probably a bad idea to set your calendar without the Nasi on board, but Kiddush HaChodesh is a Pasuk, right? And he says, according to the view that Chodesh doesn't need it at all, Chodesh does not require the Nasi, the Nasi's participation, then why does the year need it? Why is the year any stronger than Chodesh? He says, it's sort of two sides of the same question. And don't tell me, he offers you a very interesting suggestion, then he dumps it. Don't tell me that Chodesh isn't really judicial, and that Shana is more judicial. Yeah, it's worth seeing it inside. Ba'af al-gav, it's the fifth line in the Turei Evan, towards the beginning of the line. Ba'af al-gav. You see that? Mm-hmm. Ba'af al-gav de'ikala meymar, although you could say, de'sha'ani kiddush, that kiddush ha'chodesh is different, de'bere'iyas halavana talia, it's really about seeing the moon. V'kivin sha'edim ha'idu she'ra'u, mistara gama rosh ha'beis din, yaskim l'kadesh. Once the witnesses say, we saw the moon, so presumably the head of the beis din is going to agree. You don't need a condition of it's only if he agrees. Devada Yisratz, of course he'll agree. We all know it's the right day. We did our calendar calculation. Aval Ibur, but Ibur, that's a much more vague thing. Tali b'dvar machirim, that's dependent on other things besides testimony of witnesses who saw the moon. Be'aviv is the springtime, right? Peros ha'ilan, tekufa, u'bazet tzarech umdina. That requires a real assessment. So he says, that's an interesting answer, but it's true. Lassa, it's not so. Da Kiddush Acha Pishua Piedim, Akati Bechush Benatalia, he says Kiddush HaChodesh also requires calculation, like we talked about, right, the number of Shiurim back, when we talked about whether there's a mitzvah of the basin to actually do the calculations. Kedamar Hasa, Machishe Loktani, right, we talked about the Chishu Vibur outside of Eretz Yisrael. Vaot Shetzach Lahavchen Bekiddush Nami, Dilma Ede Shekarin, and even within the testimony, you have to evaluate. Maybe they're lying. Right, Kani Trail be the Masnisin, the Zoparic Bays, like they bring in the Mishnah, the case of people who presented false testimony, to Kibbalah, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Ede Shekarin, Rabbi Gamliel accepted them, Rabbi Yeshua said they were no good, right? There's an issue of potentially of contradicting their testimony, so he says that can't be the answer. So then what is it? He says, perhaps it's simply that for logistical reasons it doesn't work for Kiddush HaChodesh. How are you going to do your Tanai? He says, when it comes to the Shana, Basin sits down in, I don't know, Kislev, and says, we have to be Ma'aver the Shana. And when the Nasi hears about it, he'll agree. Right? And then we'll be fine. So he has, from then until Nisan, to agree. But with the month, when is he going to do his agreement? When is he going to hear about this? The Turei Evan disagrees with what we said from the Rambam's idea of Kiddush L'Mafreya. You can actually change things retroactively. The Turi Evan doesn't buy that. So he says, what's the option? When's the Nasi going to hear about this and agree to it? It's not that Tanai is not required. Right. Tanai is non-existent. There's no opportunity to do it all Tanai. Although he does say, if you accept the idea of Brera, then it'll work. In other words, there are two ways I can view Tanai. I could view Tanai as, we are doing this, and when the Nasi agrees, then at that point it becomes valid. And if you say that, then there's no possibility of Tanai in the Chodesh case. However, you could look at it as, retroactively, this is valid. That could be a way to do it. And he says, then maybe Tanai will work. Which leads me to one more question in this issue. What if the Nasi agrees to the Shana after Nisan has already begun? Right? Nisan already is your deadline. So Turi Evan says, okay, so use Brera. It was good retroactively. Right?
Right.
But not everybody is so happy with that idea, and that the Menchas Chinuch points out. Source 16. He says, Ubishankas Aryeh Simen Tzadi Gimel Daito didavka bitnai kum va'asei leman delesle brera eino moa le'enyin kiddushin. This is a separate point. A discussion in the Shagas Aryeh about where brera works, where brera does not work. And one of his points is, it depends on how brera works. What are you doing with your brera? The Shagas Aryeh's point is that if a man says to a woman, marry me on condition that my father agrees. So when the father says yes, is the Kiddushin retroactive to when he initially said it, or is the Kiddushin now? So the Shagas Aryeh says that this idea of brera, the view that says we don't accept brera for Kiddushin is specifically where it's Tanai that requires a get up and do, a kum aseh. In other words, the reason why it doesn't work is because we are waiting for the father to actively do something. And then brera is not effective. Abel Sheba al Taseh, but if it's simply, if dad does not protest, right, he doesn't reject it, the Yom Shelo Yom was plenty, or that so-and-so doesn't die, l'kuli alma yesh brera, then everybody will agree that brera is valid. So the Shagas Aryeh says we reject brera regarding kiddushin if a kum aseh is required. So the Menchas Chinuch quotes this and says, what exactly is it that we require of the nasi? Do we require of the nasi that he not protest, or do we require something active? He says, if the Turi Evan is going to tell me that brera might work regarding retroactive acceptance of the levana, right, and that acceptance of Ibra Hashana, it must be that he believes that it's Sheval Tasa. It's not that the Nasi has to say, I want it. The Nasi has to not say, I reject it. On the other hand, the Menchas Chinuch quotes a view from the Emek HaMelech, quoting a sefer called Michtav Me'Eliyahu that is not clearly Rav Dessler, that Brera only works if it's Biyado, if it's within your power to do whatever it is that you wanted to do initially. So in other words, brera, I'll say on Yantif, or Chav, whatever, you know the case, the barrel of wine, right? I say the two lobe left at the bottom of the barrel are going to be truma, etc. So the only reason that works is because you could just as easily, after Yantif is over, after Shabbos is over, you could separate the wine now, right? That's why brera works. So that works also for Kiddushin. Right? When dad doesn't protest, or when dad agrees, depending on how you're looking at it, at that point, it's going to be valid. But if you're doing Yibur, and it's now Nisan, when the Nasi hears about this, it doesn't work. It's no longer Biyado. So that's the reason why Brera would not work. There's more to see on this. I feel bad for running through it a little bit, but there's so much to wrap up this week. But this whole Brera discussion, as the Menchas Chinuch writes on it, I gave you the references there in the hope that you also take a look inside and you'll see the Menchas Chinuch and you'll be able to walk through it. But he says basically, "Ein kamaka maharif." He says he's not really going to discuss this right now. He concludes take a look at the Makomos because they're interesting, but he's not going to go into it now. Okay. He actually says it. He says, "Ein kan makom maharif." Dine brera ba'almanas amukim heim ve'in kan makomu maharich. Good for you. Okay. Last point, the shaliach. This is very interesting. The rule is you only need one shaliach. That's the rule. If you take a look in source 17, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Kiyasa Ula Amar Kitshua Liyarcha B'Marava Ula came and from Eretz Yisrael, and he says they were Mekadesh the month. Amar Rav Kahana Lomu Boy Ula the Gavu Rava Ude Mehemen. Rav Kahana says it's not just that we believe him because he's Ula. Yeah, Ula is really great, therefore I believe him. Ela filu inish dama, but anybody, nami mehemen, we believe anyone. My time, why? Because kol milsa da avida l'igluye, anything that will become revealed, that will become known, la mashakri va'inshi, people don't lie. Okay? So therefore I will believe anybody who shows up and says it, because we're going to find out. Tanya nami hachi, have a brisa like that. Va'echa besofa olam va'amar kitshu basin as a chodesh, ne'eman. Good. That's our starting point. Jerry Evan says, that's interesting. That's a very interesting idea. Because this concept of other gluye should have limits. What happens if your shaliach shows up and says to you, Elul was 30 days?
Little time.
What? Oh, forget the time issue. He tells you Elul was 30 days. The you have a rov, right? The Gemara says that from the days of Ezra until today, it never happened. It happened once, so we're going to trust this single aid against a rov on the basis of it's avido leigluye because it's going to come out. Why should that be so? That's the Turei Evans question. So the Rambam's position is that yes, avida leigluye happens to be a really, really strong principle. Take a look at source 19 regarding the issue of a yibum and chalitza. Meidin olav shlosha ushnayim and ashlosha ushnayim shero hachalitza. Ava bi sheinon hadayonim shechalta bifneim kmo shebiyarnu. Bafilu isho eved o katan shumakir v'navo neman and lomar zil ploni achi ploni v'zo hi azay zehu ploni achi ploni v'zo yivimto. Witnesses can come testify to the identity of the brother. Witnesses can come testify and say they saw the chalitza. And he will believe even one, right? Even an isha, an eved, a katan, to say this is so and so the brother, which we won't do anywhere else. Why? Because it's going to come out. And you could always find it out even without relying on him. So we're not really relying on him anyway. So the Rambam says that one aid is valid midi oraisa for edus for this woman because of avido leigluye. So yes, even though it's against the rov, absolutely against the rov, nonetheless we'll believe it, and it's even stronger here. Take a look at source number 20, which I brought because this is fascinating. This is one of those also, like we had last time, we had a really a yesod type of a thing, we were talking about relying on a sifri that's not mentioned in the Gemara. Here's a very interesting yesod. We throw around the terms avida leigluye, it's for sure going to come out, right? We use those terms very cavalierly. The Rivash says, you should know, there are three different categories of avida leigluye. He says, kuma'ayinis b'hach milsa shaper, when you really examine this issue, the Rivash says, timsa she'in kol milsa d'avida le'gluye b'geder echad. Not all cases of avida le'gluye are identical. Yesh davar sh'amru bo milsa d'avida le'gluye shu davar mefursim la'kol. V'aza li'galos b'vadei b'karov. Right? Sometimes you have milsa d'avida le'gluye, which is something that is famous. Everybody knows it, and it's going to become public, definitely going to become public soon. Who did Kitchu Basin as a Chodesh, like the case of Basin declaring the moon, right? Then everybody is going to know at some point what Deir Chodesh was. The Gemara in Gittin that says you could rely on a document that was written in a non-Jewish court in some other language, because you can go to two people and ask them what does it say and see if their testimony corroborates. No one's going to lie. Many people know the language. And we can check. Checking a girl to see whether she's actually an Ara or not. Or is that talking about Psulim? No, I think it's about whether she's an Ara. The Shimdekas Apinashim, you have a women checker. Why do I trust them? Because I could just easily go to other women. Not to mention, it's Yeah, it wouldn't be right that Mendo. It's what other choice do you have? And so too, the Rambam's case. This is so-and-so's brother. Many people know. And you could check it right away. If he's his brother, there are half the people who know. But then you have other things for which people say, Milsa David Leguye, but it's not like that. Sheino davar mafursam. It's not something public. We couldn't really reveal it. We couldn't find it out. And it's not so clear that it'll ever come out. But it could be that it will become revealed. Like so-and-so died. Even if he's alive, he might never show up. Right? So the Rivash has different categories of Avida Legluye. There's the guaranteed, like the Chodesh. There is the likely, like the Shtar. And then there's the possible, like this fellow has passed away, right? So the point that the Torah Evan makes is that this is the strongest, this case that we have. So if the Rambam is willing to rely on a single aid to say it's so-and-so's brother, certainly we can rely on a single aid against the Rove regarding him. Right. However, the Torah Evan has a question. Do I really need the Avida Leguye explanation? It's verse 21. Umikomakom, still. Ktsas kasha lahavin. It's a little hard to understand. Lama le Rav Kahana taima mishum da Avida Leguye. Why exactly do Rav Kahana need to say, oh, we'll believe one witness because of Avida Leguye? Da afilu taima da hada ula damar kichuli yarcha lo al elul habi. Even if you say ula's story was not about an elul thing and all that, right? A regular month, fine. Mikomakom. Since it's not against a majority, one witness should be believed. Even without this whole Avida Leguye thing, we believe an aid in general. Assuming there's no chazaka of Isser before, like we talk about the piece of meat, maybe it's chelev, maybe it's shuman. So the Turi Evan is bothered. Why exactly do I need that answer? As a matter of fact, the Tashbetz points out, if you look back at the Gemara that we quoted with Avida Leguye in source 17, you see the Braisa that's at the end of source 17. It just said we believe one aid. It didn't say anything about Avida Leguye. That line was Rav Kahana's line. The Braisa didn't actually say it. So there are two answers that are offered. One answer is from the Torah Evan himself. He says, well, it's Chomer HaMoadim. You know, Yom Tov, we're really careful. So if not for Avida Leguye, we really wouldn't believe them. That's the Torah Evan. The Rivash says a different answer. He says it's because the reason we created Shlichim in the first place is because of Kilkol Haminim. Right? Things were getting messed up. People were trying to corrupt things. Therefore, I would have thought not to rely on a single aid if not for Avida Leguye. That's the second answer. Only one problem, which the Menchas Chinuch raises. Did I read that in here? No, I didn't. Menchas Chinuch asks, well then why did the Rambam specify source 23? I jumped. Why did the Rambam specify in our discussion about Kiddush HaChodesh that only an aid kasher is going to be accepted? You can't send anybody as a shaliach. It has to be an aid kasher. He writes in Nachas Eidos, Kol makom she'ed echad moil, isho pasul kmo ken me'idim. So if you've gone through telling me Avida Leguye is wonderful, and especially because it's guaranteed like the Rivash, right? So everybody in the world should be willing to trust the aid as aid echad. Then it should be even if he's apostle. And in fact, footnote to the Menchas Chinuch says, if you look in the Ritva, he actually says, yes, we'll accept those who are normally apostle, but are accepted for aid as Isha. We'll believe them here too. So Menchas Chinuch concludes by saying, I don't have an answer. I didn't find the Achronim that he was referring to. So I don't actually know an answer to this. But just to add a little bit of review, we barreled through this. First of all, you have the vote, the 357 vote. The Mefarish on the Mishnah Torah asks why the minority is buckle if they say to proceed. But they're significant when they say don't proceed. We have to add two dayanim. And we have three answers. The Menachas Chinuch answer is the minority is always batal. It just didn't use the word batal there in the Gemara. But it matches the idea of the Meiri, that even with a 3-0 vote, you go to 5. Even with a 5-0 vote, you go to 7. The Mefarish's answer is the interesting approach that taking the year out of its normal pattern is like being the Mechayev Adin and Afashos, so we require a majority of 2. The one problem being, but you can go 4-3 to add.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Tosfos Yom Tov's answer is that each level has to be significant, has to have its own judicial significance. So therefore, you have to say, at a certain point, 2-1, one is going to lose, and that is the one who says that they shouldn't, when the one says they should not proceed. We talked about the Nasi's role. He seems to be required in both Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShana. In Kiddush HaChodesh, based on the Pasuk by Moshe, Ibur HaShana simply is stated flat. However, we only stated that you need the Tanai when it came to Ibur HaShana, and we didn't understand why that should be. If anything, Kiddush HaChodesh is more likely to require Tanai than Ibur HaShana. And Turi Evans' answer is, yeah, but Tanai doesn't work when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. There's no opportunity for it unless you're going to buy into Breira. Which led us to the question of, well, what if we try to apply Breira regarding Ibur HaShana and use it so that if the Nasi agrees after Nisan started, it'll still be valid? And the answer is it may depend on whether we require active approval by the Nasi or simply non-disapproval. But it also may depend on it being Biyada, which it's not once Nisan starts, in which case I would reject Breira. And then finally, the Shaliach, we're willing to believe one Shaliach because of Avida Le'Gluyeh. We ask, will you even do that for Tish, for Elul, saying Elul was 30 days? And the answer was yes, because in this case, we accept one aid, Mide Araisa, and it's even stronger as an Avida Le'Gluyeh than the standard Avida Le'Gluyeh. Why do I need to make the argument of Avida Le'Gluyeh? Perhaps because of the strictness of the Moedim, or because the whole concern for Kyukul Aminim. And the Menachas Chinuch last point that the Rambam really should accept even an apostle, and we don't know why he doesn't. All right. Next time, God willing, in 2 weeks. And it'll be Shechitas HaPesach.